This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going live right now to Jim Ryan this morning, who can kind of fill us in. Stunning to hear about the death of Gene Hackman, not because he was 95, but because of how he, his wife, and dog were found.
Yes, they were found in their home. There was a welfare check performed yesterday, Susan. The friends of the family contacted law enforcement after not hearing from Gene Hackman or Betsy Arakawa for a few days. The police managed to get in and found Hackman, Arakawa, and their dog dead in the home in New Mexico. They had a home there in Santa Fe, had been living there since the early 1990s, well-known in the community, and just sort of living a quiet life out there. Now, the quick note from the Sheriff's Department doesn't talk about the cause of the death, but says that this is under investigation, and also adds that the death does not appear to be suspicious, or doesn't appear that foul play was involved somehow. Now, you can speculate all sorts of things, Susan, about that, but we should learn much more later today about how this all happened.
That is really kind of surprising for a lot of people to hear that Gene Hackman, his wife and dog, found dead, but no suspicious circumstances. You said we're expected to learn more a little bit later on today. Is that the case?
It is. Yeah, we should be hearing more from the Sheriff's Department there at Santa Fe and maybe from the medical examiner's office out there. But this all happened early yesterday afternoon, about 1:45 in the afternoon Mountain Time. But it didn't come to light until early this morning when the sheriff's office issued a statement confirming that Hackman and his wife had died. So we'll just have to wait and see what kind of details come out of this in terms of the causes of death.
And how old is Hackman's wife, or was she?
She's 64. I saw one number that said 63, but I think she's 64. She's a concert pianist and had already gained a name before meeting Gene Hackman. Hackman, this is his second marriage. He has children from his first marriage, and they're certainly reacting to this shocking news, really shocking news. But at 95, you're right, to hear that he had died maybe wasn't that surprising, but to hear that his wife and incidentally a dog all died within their home in the last 24 or 48 hours.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you for the updates. And just with a little information we know right now, it's Jim Ryan joining us live.